Coach Reed teaches the offense, or the entire team in general, is just, you know what I mean, next man in. Everyone's going to get the reps needed to be able to go out there and perform. So,
Travis, with each catch you have, it seems like you have this fire in you that you just want to dominate on every single play. Is that something that you hope that your teammates pick up from a mentality perspective?
Well, that's just me personally. I got a fire underneath me to play this game. That's why I love playing it. You got to play this game with passion. I mean, every snap you get, you really have to go out there and dominate the other guy, take them both mentally and physically out of the game. So, I mean, that's just how I go about playing this game.
The amount of attention that you've got from defenses has already increased just 2 weeks in, and, you know, the amount of targets that you've got from Alex Smith have increased too. Right? I mean, is your role expanding in the offense? Are they starting to give you a lot more? Can you sense that they're giving you a lot more responsibility in this offense?
I mean, not really. It's all predicated off of what the defense shows. It's going to be what Alex's reads are and things like that. I mean, my goal is to, whatever role that I do have in terms of game planning, or whether it's blocking, running, passing, decoy, whatever it is, I'm willing to do it. I'm going to give it 100% effort no matter what.
People always pay attention to the pass catching, but the other aspects of your game, you feel like you're getting better in those? That's where it needs to be?
I feel like I still have to overall get better in pass catching and blocking. Just the all-around game of a tight end. You know, I still have to keep performing and keep building off of what I've put out there so far.
What have the coaches said to you just about the events of the last week with, you know, Ray Rice and the Adrian Peterson thing? What message has the coaches kind of said to the team?
I mean, everyone's raised differently. You know, everyone has a different household, and you have to respect it, in my mind. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, you have to respect the culture that we live in now. And that's just how it is. Whether it's right, whether it's wrong, you know what I mean, you just have to go ahead and be smart about the decisions you make.